Consecration to Christ the Bridegroom, enthroning Christ as the King of your heart. By Laura Ercolino, foundress of Hope's Garden. The sanctuary where the spousal love of Christ the Bridegroom heals hearts, marriages, and families. Endorsements. I am experiencing a deeper peace, and even during these chaotic times, my prayer life has become more meaningful as I am more actively listening and sharing what is in my heart. Jesus has taken me up the mountain like he did Peter, James, and John, and is now revealing himself to me in a new and indescribable way. I have become aware of a profound knowing that I am truly cared for at all times and that I am never alone, even though I live alone. Consecrating myself to my bridegroom has been freeing, solidifying, grounding, securing, integrating. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Since making my consecration, the waterfall of healing, grace, and pure love he has showered on me has been amazing. Forward. Why does the image of Christ the Bridegroom make me feel uncomfortable? The first reason may be obvious. Every analogy has its limitations. There are some ways that we can see that a bridegroom is called to love his spouse the way that Jesus loves us. The caring intimacy, confiding, protection, affection, appreciation, gentleness, and many other descriptions work well with the analogy. However, the sexual relationship between spouses is where the analogy begins to find its limitations. Perhaps the Virgin Mary could help us purify this image. As the Holy Spirit descended upon the Virgin Mary, she conceives a child. For this reason, he will be called the child of God. However, Mary remains a virgin. She has not had sexual intercourse, not even with the Holy Spirit. Where God has married humanity in the ambassador of humanity, Mary, and this marriage is fruitful, Mary remains a virgin after as before. The second reason this image of the bridegroom is often difficult to accept is because many of our experiences where men have not been loving as Jesus is loving. In some way, we feel like Jesus is worthy of a better title than that of flawed men. Yet this is the point exactly. Christ wants to redefine what it means to be bridegroom. Jesus does not imitate flawed men. He calls men to imitate him. He wants the worldly bridegrooms to look to the divine bridegroom as their model of who God expects them to be. It is not a term meant to say that Jesus loves us in the twisted way that the world loves us, but that Christ intends to untwist the love of the world and make it pure. He has found the source of so much pain and distortion and desires to heal and restore the bridegroom image to the glory that was intended from the beginning of time. In essence, if this image of the bridegroom disturbs you, you are precisely the wounded person Christ the bridegroom is looking to heal. Father Mike Stala, pastor of Saints Cosmas and Damian Parish, Twinsburg, Ohio, November 2nd, 2020.
Why should I consecrate myself to Christ the bridegroom? Many Catholics, though they have been faithful to their prayer life and the moral teachings of the Church, continue to long for a more intimate personal relationship with Jesus. Coming to know Jesus as the bridegroom of the sacred scriptures and of our renewed love of God has been a great insight of many of the saints in history. What has worked for St. John Paul II, St. Faustina, St. Francis de Sales, and St. Teresa of Avila can work for anyone. They were ordinary people who discovered an extraordinary experience of God's love through the acceptance of Christ as the bridegroom. In addition, all of us have been wounded by bad relationships, either personally or vicariously. Christ the bridegroom will heal those wounds and redefine the meaning of marriage, family, and even ourselves as his beloved. Just as the sin of the world has contaminated our way of viewing ourselves, others, and even God, the love of the bridegroom can fill our hearts to the point of spilling over into the world, renewing the plan God has put into motion since the time of Adam and Eve. Once we have come to know the authentic love of Christ the bridegroom, we could never return to the counterfeit, manipulative, selfish love that the world offers. He will protect us from settling for anything less than the purity offered to the children of God. The degrading mentality of a broken culture will no longer rule our way of seeing life. The evil, twisted lies have been cast out, and the Lord of love has taken the throne of our hearts as Christ the bridegroom. We have become his beloved now. In summary, being consecrated to Christ the bridegroom gives me a personal relationship with Christ, heals my wounds of counterfeit love, protects me from the lies that skew my self-worth, and begins to overflow God's love into the families, marriages, and hearts of all around me. Father Mike Stala. The bridegroom is coming. The ancient Israelites were waiting for the bridegroom of Yahweh to come and save them. He is coming in our time as the bridegroom of each unique, unrepeatable, and cherished soul. He comes desiring to heal and restore the purity of our wounded hearts. The father of lies, with his distortions of God's truths regarding love, sex, and marriage, has attacked each soul on a deeply personal and intimate level, and his destruction has insidiously infected our hearts, our homes, the culture, the church, the world. And so the bridegroom comes to each soul, inviting us to a deeply personal and intimate encounter, a spousal relationship. And soon his incomprehensible, beautiful spousal love will pour out of all of the hearts he touches, and like a flood of life-giving, cleansing water, the desert world will come alive and bloom with flowers of dignity, grace, and mercy. We love because he first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. St. John's words are so familiar to many of us, but do we really know the qualities, the depth, the truth of this love with which he first loved us? How can we be imitators of Christ and love with this love, his love, if we have not first pondered and meditated upon the question, how have you loved me, Jesus? What is this first love you ask me to receive and then give to others? As with the answers to many of our questions about God, the answer to this question is found in the Holy Scriptures, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and the lives and teachings of the saints. God's love for each one of us can best be described as spousal love. In truth, God's love for every soul is so deep, passionate, and infinite that it is incomprehensible. Our limited human minds and hearts need words and images, metaphors and analogies that compare the mysterious divine truths to our life experiences in order to come into a deeper understanding and relationship with God Almighty. We know God relates to his people as an ever-faithful, forgiving, and loving spouse to an unfaithful, inconstant, and wandering wife, because he tells us throughout the scriptures. In the fullness of time, God sent his son, Jesus, as the bridegroom and spiritual spouse of his church and every soul. As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 5. In our time, the beauty and fruitfulness of spousal love and marriage in all its human and divine forms has been distorted and defiled. As Our Lady of Fatima warned, the final battle will be over marriage and the family. The cultural epidemics of abortion and contraception, pornography, sexual addiction, domestic violence, and divorce are the evidence that we are presently in the midst of this battle. No heart has been spared spousal wounding. Every heart is in desperate need of the one true remedy, the divine antidote. Christ, the bridegroom of our souls, is the remedy to all of our wounds. He is the oasis of healing and living water we seek to quench the thirsting of our desert hearts. He has already loved you and set himself as a seal on your heart. At your baptism, you were sealed with the indelible mark of belonging to Christ, consecrated and set apart for God, anointed and clothed in your wedding garment. As the waters of baptism washed over you, you were cleansed by the nuptial bath and made ready to partake of the wedding feast of the Eucharist, when the bridegroom gives himself, body and blood, soul and divinity, to you, and the two become one flesh. The Eucharist is the sacrament of our redemption. It is the sacrament of the bridegroom and of the bride. The Eucharist makes present and realizes anew, in a sacramental manner, the redemptive act of Christ. Christ is united with his church and all her members as the bridegroom with the bride. St. John Paul II. Christ, as the bridegroom of the church, loves each and every one of us with perfect, self-giving, sacrificial love. In other words, Christ loves us with pure spousal love. How is Christ's love for you, spousal? Image of Christ the bridegroom crucified with the words, spousal love is total, free, faithful, fruitful, kind, personal, loyal, eternal, reverent, patient, forgiving, thoughtful, unconditional, merciful, generous, protective, covenantal, gracious, concerned, everlasting, self-sacrificing, constant, intimate, respectful, self-giving, gentle. On the cross, God's Eros for us is made manifest. Eros is indeed that force that does not allow the lover to remain in himself, but moves him to become one with the beloved. Is there more mad Eros than that which led the Son of God to make himself one with us, even to the point of suffering as his own the consequences of our offenses? Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Christ the bridegroom is God's perfect spousal love made man And as amazing as this truth is, it is only part of the story. God, the Lord and creator of all, waits on bended knee for each of us to decide if we will accept his invitation to enter into a spousal relationship with him. Only in giving our consent and receiving this love will our lives bear fruit. We are the subject, the object, and the recipient of Christ's life-giving sacrificial love, but it will never be forced upon us. He waits for us to choose him. A person is meant to be a partner of God. Among all living creatures of the visible world, man alone has been chosen for communion with God. Every human person has a unique, exclusive, unrepeatable relationship with God himself. Saint John Paul II. How can this be? How can I be Christ's spouse? The basic foundation for the deeply personal relationship that Christ invites us into is conversation with him, prayer. Heart-to-heart sharing of hopes and desires, sorrows and disappointments in an intimate The basic foundation for the deeply personal relationship that Christ invites us to is conversation with him, prayer. Heart-to-heart sharing of hopes and desires, sorrows and disappointments in an intimate dialogue of speaking, listening, and silence. As the bridegroom of our souls, Christ dwells within the deepest recesses of our hearts, always. He is our ever-present helpmate, companion, confidant, and beloved, while never ceasing to be our Lord, our God, and our Savior. The Blessed Virgin Mary at the Annunciation teaches us all that is necessary to enter into this spousal relationship with God. Consent. Fiat. Yes. For each and every yes we freely give to Christ as we open our hearts to his abiding presence and faithfully persevere in spousal prayer, he provides all the grace necessary for a mutually fulfilling spiritual marriage. In prayer, you become one with the source of our true light, Jesus himself, Saint John Paul II. Why consecrate to Christ the bridegroom? A marriage proposal calls for a response. At the Annunciation and the foot of Christ's cross, Mary responded for all of humanity as she said, "Yes, and I do," to God's marriage proposal. Now is the time for every man and woman to choose Christ as the bridegroom of their soul and freely give their own yes. In baptism, we have made our first yes. This consecration is our yes to open our hearts to the spirituality of accepting Christ as the bridegroom. It is an ever-deepening relationship, much like the marriage that follows the wedding. Consecrating ourselves to our Lord as the bridegroom is a recognition that he is our first love. From the loving relationship we have with Christ our bridegroom, all other love is born. Opening ourselves to receive the original, initiated love that Christ gives to us enables us to love others more authentically. The bridegroom has been calling to your heart all throughout your life. This consecration to Christ the bridegroom is considered within the church to be a private commitment, as opposed to a formal commitment, such as becoming a priest or a religious sister. This consecration to Christ the bridegroom is a personal decision to enter into a spirituality in which you recognize Christ as the bridegroom of your soul and enthrone him as the king and spouse of your heart. Through the prayers and reflections of this consecration, We give Christ our yes and choose him above all else. Just as Mary at the Annunciation, we enter a spousal covenant with God. In the church, every human being, male and female, is the bride, in that he or she accepts the gift of the love of Christ the Redeemer, and seeks to respond to it with the gift of his or her own person. Saint John Paul II. Perhaps you already recognize his voice and understand that only he can fulfill the longings of your heart. Your journey through the deserts of life has left you thirsting for his living water, for you know now that all the world holds out to you is just mirages. If, like the woman at the well in John chapter 4, you have met Christ, the bridegroom of your soul, and know he is your one, true, and eternal spouse, then making an act of consecration to the one whom your heart loves is a beautiful step in your faith journey. How to make this consecration? Consecrating yourself to Christ the bridegroom is a fresh start in your spiritual journey. You will need reliable, trustworthy guides on this incredible adventure of divine romance. The wisdom and experiences of those who were not afraid to reverently and passionately seek the bridegroom, and thus discover that he does indeed allow himself to be found, are beautifully unfolded for you in the Cantata of Love, a verse-by-verse reading of the Song of Songs by Blaise Arminjon, S.J. The Cantata of Love is a compilation of teachings on the Song of Songs from great mystic saints of the Catholic Church, such as Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, Francis de Sales, Bernard of Clairvaux, Thérèse of Lisieux, and John Paul II. Their spousal love of the bridegroom and the wisdom they received for their devotion provide divinely inspired marriage preparation lessons and detailed description of what beauty and joy await us if we but dare to embark on this journey. This consecration, with its reflections and prayers, are the fruits of prayerful reading and contemplation of the Song of Songs and the Cantata of Love. God sings his song of love over each human soul as he is creating us. I pray that, through this consecration, your heart will once again recognize the voice of your bridegroom and his song of love for you. Making this consecration to Christ the bridegroom involves the following components. Reflections. There are 9 days of reflections that help us understand this covenant relationship that we are entering into with Christ the bridegroom. Each day's reflection consists of a scripture reading, a passage from the Cantata of Love, and questions for our further pondering. Novena prayers. These prayers are to be prayed each of the 9 days following the reflection for the day. A version for women and a version for men can be found on pages 40 and 45, respectively. Consecration certificate. On the 10th day, you are invited to read the consecration commitment prayer found on the consecration certificate and sign your certificate. If you prefer not to write in this booklet, you can download and print the consecration certificates at our website. Daily renewal prayers. After making the consecration commitment and signing the certificate, the prayer to Christ the bridegroom and the prayer to Mary, mother of the bride, are meant to be prayed daily. Again, there is a version for men and a version for women found on pages 43 through 44 and 49 through 50, respectively. Prayer cards may be purchased at our website. Pray the Rosary with Theology of the Body meditations. Praying the Rosary with reflections on Christ as the bridegroom is walking with Mother Mary as she teaches us the beauty of spousal prayer. We recommend making this rosary a regular part of your spiritual life. The book Theology of the Body, Rosary Meditations by Debbie Stairsinek can be purchased at the website www.onamissiontolove.com. To pray the rosary with these meditations is to allow Mary to take you by the hand and lead you on the path of coming to know Christ as the bridegroom of the church and of your soul. Laura Ercolino. 9 days of reflection in preparation for consecration to Christ the bridegroom. There is no creature for which the moment has not come to open itself to God now and to receive love. Paul Claudel. To ensure that your wedding garment is cleansed and ready, we recommend receiving the sacrament of reconciliation prior to making your consecration. If it is not possible for you to go to a priest and receive the sacrament, you can make a sincere act of contrition, preceded by a thoughtful examination of conscience on your own. An examination of conscience and an act of contrition, inspired by the Song of Songs, is found on day 9. Day 1, Seeking the Bridegroom. The Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 16 through chapter 3, verse 2. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He pastures his flock among the lilies. Before the dawn wind rises, before the shadows flee, return. Be, my beloved, like a gazelle, a young stag on the mountains of the covenant. On my bed at night, I sought him whom my heart loves. I sought but did not find him. So I will rise and go through the city, in the streets and the squares. I will seek him whom my heart loves. I sought but did not find him. The Cantata of Love, page 189. Untiringly, in his commentary on the song as well as in his life of Moses, Gregory of Nyssa came back to the capital theme of all genuine spirituality. The teaching scripture gives us is, I think, the following. He who wants to see God will do so in the very fact of always following him. The contemplation of his face is an endless walking toward him. There is only one way to grasp the power that transcends all intelligence. Not to stop while always searching beyond what has already been grasped. One day, the grandson of Rabbi Baruch was playing hide-and-seek with another little boy. He hid, but the other refused to seek him and left. The child went to complain to his grandfather. Then, his own eyes full of tears, Rabbi Baruch cried, "God says the same thing. I hide, but no one comes to seek me." My reflection. Today I begin my preparation for consecrating myself, heart, soul, mind, and body, to Christ the bridegroom through Mary, mother of the bridegroom. I will spend time with Jesus and Mary today, asking that they give me eyes to see, to remember how this dynamic of seek and find has played out in my spiritual life. God really has been preparing me to make this act of consecration, to enter into a spousal relationship with the bridegroom all of my life. In what ways have I sought Christ? In what ways have I been fooled by mirages or settled for false loves? In what ways do I see now that Christ has been seeking me? Novena Prayer, Consecration, Daily Renewal Prayers. Novena Prayer. Through Mary, Mother of the Bride. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, pray for me and the living roses of the bridegroom. Be our constant companion and guide. Prepare us for our wedding when we will become brides of Christ in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach us to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and know the Bridegroom in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, be our model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May we learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to totally, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully say to our beloved bridegroom, yes, let it be done unto me as you wish. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, may we make a living gift of ourselves to Christ the bridegroom and receive his gift of self through you, from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen. Day 2, Finding the Bridegroom. The Song of Songs, Chapter 3, Verses 3 through 4. The watchmen came upon me on their rounds in the city. Have you seen him whom my heart loves? Scarcely had I passed them than I found him whom my heart loves. I held him fast, nor would I let him go, till I had brought him into my mother's house, into the room of her who conceived me. The Cantata of Love, page 189. Where did she find him? It is not said. In fact, he was nowhere else than in her own heart. Nowhere but in her inmost self, and not outside of the self that the bridegroom inhabits, that he will always inhabit. Thus it is in her soul, going deeper and deeper in it, in an endless search, that the bride will find again the one she loves, in so far as he can be found. It must be noted, St. John of the Cross says, that to find the bridegroom, in so far as it is possible in this life, the Word, in union with the Father and the Holy Spirit, resides essentially in the deepest part of the soul, where he hides. Thus, the soul that must find him in a love union must detach its will from all created things, enter in deepest recollection within itself, and there keep very loving and very affectionate relationships with God. My reflection. If it is true that Christ is found in the heart of my own heart, what then is required of me in order to find him there? How comfortable am I with stillness and silence? How can I grow in the spiritual practices of meditation and contemplation? My Jesus, bridegroom of my soul, teach me to seek you where you may always be found, in the heart of my heart. Lead me often to our interior chapel and teach me to sit in stillness and quiet with you, here where you will teach me the wisdom of love. I want to make myself all teachable so as to learn everything from you. Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. Novena Prayer. Through Mary, Mother of the Bride. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, pray for me and the living roses of the bridegroom. Be our constant companion and guide. Prepare us for our wedding when we will become brides of Christ in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach us to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and know the bridegroom in all truth and fullness. O Mary, spouse of the Holy Spirit, be our model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May we learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to totally, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully say to our beloved bridegroom, "Yes, let it be done unto me as you wish." O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, may we make a living gift of ourselves to Christ the bridegroom, and receive his gift of self through you, from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen. Day 3, listening to and learning from the bridegroom. The Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 11 through chapter 8, verse 2. I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. Come, my beloved, let us go to the fields. We will spend the night in the villages, and in the morning we will go into the vineyards. We will see if the vines are budding, if their blossoms are opening, if the pomegranate trees are in flower. Then I shall give you the gift of my love. The mandrakes yield their fragrance, the rarest fruits are at our doors, the new as well as the old. I have stored them for you, my beloved. Ah, why are you not my brother, nursed at my mother's breast? Then if I met you out of doors, I could kiss you without people thinking ill of me. I should lead you. I should take you into my mother's house, and you would teach me. I should give you spiced wine to drink, juice of my pomegranates. The Cantata of Love, page 331. The only occupation to which Elizabeth of the Trinity wanted to devote herself was quite simply to listen to the Word of God in herself. O eternal Word, Word of my God, I want to spend my life listening to you. I want to make myself all teachable so as to learn everything from you. The bride of the song does not aspire to anything else, and if she does not stipulate the form and nature of the teaching she wishes to receive from her beloved, it is because it could be only one lesson, as she well knows, that of love. Love is the abbreviated version of all theology, as St. Francis de Sales puts it very plainly. It is also the only teaching that Jesus will give to his disciples. Just as I have loved you, you must also love one another. By this love you have for one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. Indeed, this kind of teaching is not given in schools or in books, but in going deeper and deeper into the heart of the bridegroom, as Origen perceives it so well. The bride church is taught by the word of God, her bridegroom, about all that is contained and hidden in the royal palace and in the room of the king. My reflection. I imagine myself in the home of Mary and Martha, sitting at the feet of the bridegroom. I ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to teach me how to be an alert and receptive pupil in his school of love. Mary, mystical rose of God, teach me to be all teachable. Teach me the ways of love. Make my heart like unto thine, with every beat singing a song of love and praise to God, and saying yes to my beloved Jesus. Amen. I myself want to teach you in a single moment. I will bring you to know more than others will acquire through many years of toil. Words of Jesus to St. Faustina, Diary Entry 1147. Novena Prayer. Through Mary, Mother of the Bride. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical Rose of God, pray for me and the living roses of the Bridegroom. Be our constant companion and guide. Prepare us for our wedding when we will become brides of Christ in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach us to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and know the Bridegroom in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, be our model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May we learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to totally, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully say to our beloved Bridegroom, "Yes, let it be done unto me as you wish." O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical Rose of God, may we make a living gift of ourselves to Christ the Bridegroom and receive his gift of self through you from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen. Day 4, Conversing with the Bridegroom. The Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 16. His conversation is sweetness itself. He is altogether lovable. Such is my beloved. Such is my friend. The Cantata of Love, page 265. The beauty of the one she loves, even though she thinks she has seen it at times, even if she attempts to describe it in her song, is essentially a hidden one. Truly, God is hidden with you. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15. On the other hand, his discourses, spoken in her inner life, are like his perfumes, something that she experiences. This word in particular that speaks to her secret heart so sweetly and tenderly at times. Yes, his conversation is sweetness itself, and there has never been anybody who has spoken like him. John chapter 7, verse 46. My reflection. Conversation is at the heart of all healthy and fruitful spousal relationships. My relationship with Christ, who is the Word of God, must be founded on prayer, that is, as St. Teresa of Avila defined it, simply a friendly intercourse and frequent, solitary conversation with him who, as we know, loves us. The bride's and bridegroom's description of this conversation is my goal. See second part of day 4 reflection on next page. The Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 10. Your speaking superlative wine, wine flowing straight to my beloved as it runs on the lips of those who sleep. The Cantata, page 318. Coming from you, my words tend naturally to return to you in this dialogue, in which my words are your words, in which I tell you and give you what I received from you, in which I love you with the love with which you love me, in which the wine in my mouth comes to me from your mouth, in which the scent of my breath is that of your breath. This then is like a continuous ebb and flow between us, from my heart to your heart, from your heart to my heart. My reflection. How can I change or enhance the way I pray so that it becomes an intimate dialogue with Jesus of speaking, listening, and silence? My Jesus, bridegroom of my soul, teach me to lead a prayerful life, striving to be always united with you, heart speaking to heart, sharing joys, hopes, and desires, as well as sorrows, disappointments, and fears, in an intimate dialogue of speaking, listening, and silence. Novena Prayer through Mary, Mother of the Bride. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, pray for me and the living roses of the bridegroom. Be our constant companion and guide. Prepare for us our wedding when we will become brides of Christ in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach us to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and know the Bridegroom in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, be our model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May we learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to totally, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully say to our beloved Bridegroom, "Yes, let it be done unto me as you wish." O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, may we make a living gift of ourselves to Christ the Bridegroom and receive his gift of self through you, from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen. Day 5, Seeing the Bridegroom. Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 15. How beautiful you are, my love, how beautiful you are. Your eyes are doves. The Cantata of Love, page 129. The bridegroom now proclaims that she is beautiful, and beautiful not only as she was before among women, because, he adds without explanation and in an absolute way, here you are beautiful. But if until now he had not praised her face, I think it was because she did not yet possess the look of spiritual intelligence. However, now he tells her, your eyes are doves. It is as if he were telling her, your eyes are spirit because they see spiritually, they understand spiritually. Which explains that now, as if it were for the first time, the bride seems to consider attentively the beauty of her bridegroom, because the eyes with which she sees him now are dove eyes. Now she sees the beauty and the splendor of the Word of God, because it is not possible to discern and recognize the magnificence of the Word without having first received dove eyes, spiritual intelligence. Indeed, those who are content with believing in the bridegroom, but who are not yet able to discern how great the beauty of God's word is, are saying, without beauty, without majesty, we saw him. No looks to attract our eyes. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2. On the other hand, she whose beauty has increased to the extent that she is the greatest among all the other maidens can truly say, how beautiful you are, my beloved, and how delightful. My reflection. In today's prayer, I ask Jesus for the gift of dove eyes. He desires to restore the purity of my eyes, physical and spiritual, so I may see as he sees and recognize the purity and depth of his love for me. O bridegroom of my soul, open and purify the eyes of my heart. Give to me dove eyes, so I may see as you see, with purity of heart and mind. Come, Holy Spirit, and gift me with spiritual sight and intelligence. May I see the true beauty and splendor of the Word of God. Stop it. Novena prayer to Mary, Mother of the Bride. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, pray for me and the living roses of the bridegroom. Be our constant companion and guide. Prepare us for our wedding when we will become brides of Christ in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach us to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and know the Bridegroom in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, be our model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May we learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to totally, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully say to our beloved Bridegroom, "Yes, let it be done unto me as you wish." O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical Rose of God, may we make a living gift of ourselves to Christ the Bridegroom, and receive his gift of self through you, from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Day 6. Accepting the Bridegroom's Mercy. The Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 9. You ravish my heart, my sister, my promised bride. You ravish my heart with a single one of your glances, with one single pearl of your necklace. The Cantata of Love, page 219. We must also be aware above all of the very special tenderness that the Bridegroom puts in this expression, promised bride. Often in Scripture, God delights to call Israel by this name, since he gave her the covenant. Like a young man marrying a virgin, so will the one who made you wed you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so will your God, in Isaiah. And did he not say several times in the book of Hosea, "I will betroth you to myself forever, betroth you with integrity and justice, with tenderness and love. I will betroth you to myself in faithfulness, and you will come to know Yahweh." To Gomer, the adulteress, the prostitute, her husband, Yahweh Hosea, had said, betrothed is used only for a virgin and not for a woman who was already married. But there is no infidelity that can resist such a merciful love, for which to forgive is to recreate. Thus the Lord is revealing the ever absolutely new and incredible nature of his love, independently of the past, for her who never ceases to be betrothed while being bride, as we will hear again at the end of the scriptures in the Revelation of John. Come here, and I will show you the bride that the Lamb has married. The love of Yahweh for his bride is always a betrothal love, young, ardent, and pure as he is. I will betroth you to myself forever. My reflection. Jesus, the bridegroom of my soul, awaits my coming to him as I am. He knows of all my past infidelities to his love, and yet sings to me, "You ravish my heart." As I speak from my heart to his today, I meditate on these truths. But there is no infidelity that can resist such a merciful love, for which to forgive is to recreate. Thus the Lord is revealing the ever absolutely new and incredible nature of his love, independently of the past. What from my past can I hand to Jesus and ask him to forgive and recreate? God has betrothed himself to me and has promised that his covenant with me is bound with righteousness, justice, steadfast love, mercy, and faithfulness. How has my heart been longing for the security of a relationship in which these qualities are present in their perfect fulfillment? Novena Prayer to Mary, Mother of the Bride. Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical Rose of God, pray for me and the living roses of the Bridegroom, be our constant companion and guide. Prepare us for our wedding when we will become brides of Christ in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach us to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and know the Bridegroom in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, be our model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May we learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to totally, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully say to our beloved Bridegroom, "Yes, let it be done unto me as you wish." O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, may we make a living gift of ourselves to Christ the Bridegroom and receive his gift of self through you, from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen. Day 7, Surrendering to the Bridegroom. The Song of Songs, chapter 7, verse 12 through 14. Come, my beloved, let us go to the fields. We will spend the night in the villages, and in the morning we will go into the vineyards. We will see if the vines are budding, if their blossoms are opening, if the pomegranate trees are in flower. Then I shall give you the gift of my love. The mandrakes yield their fragrance. Their rarest fruits are at our doors. The new as well as the old, I have stored them for you, my beloved. The Cantata of Love, page 324. Stored also means set aside for you alone and consecrated entirely for you alone. Through these simple words of the Bible is expressed the desire, unlimited as it were, to surrender to her Bridegroom the totality of her being. Not only her life today in its riches and fecundity, but her life since the beginning. Yes, even the hours that seem to have been lost forever, even the hours that were gray and mediocre, she must catch everything up today in an act of perfect love. Old and new fruits are part of one sole basket of fruits. The bride is so sure that all can be taken back, reoriented, reconverted, even what was the least avowable, in the gift she is making now of herself to the Bridegroom. I prayerfully read the following passage from Hosea chapter 4, verse 14 through 15. Jesus is calling me to go back to the days of my childhood innocence and purity. He wants me to remember what was beautiful to me, what brought me joy and peace, and what felt loving. This is the kind of falling in love he invites me into. It's not a sexual love. It's a childlike, joy-filled love, where there is no fear or distrust, where the giving and receiving happen naturally. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her her vineyards and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. And there she shall answer as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. Novena prayer to Mary, Mother of the Bride. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, pray for me and the living roses of the Bridegroom. Be our constant companion and guide. Prepare us for our wedding when we will become brides of Christ in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach us to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and know the Bridegroom in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, be our model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May we learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to totally, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully say to our beloved bridegroom, Yes, let it be done unto me as you wish. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical Rose of God, may we make a living gift of ourselves to Christ the Bridegroom and receive his gift of self through you, from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen. Day 8, setting him like a seal on my heart. The Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6 through 7. The Bride. Set me like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is strong as death, jealousy relentless as Sheol. The flash of it is a flash of fire, a flame of Yahweh himself. Love no flood can quench, no torrents drown. The Cantata of Love, page 348. I have shown to you that any soul, even laden with sins, captive of its vices, held by its pleasures, imprisoned in its exile, locked up in its body, nailed to its worries, distracted by its concerns, frozen by its fears, struck by manifold sufferings, going from error to error, eaten up by anxiety, ravaged by suspicion, and lastly, according to the prophet, a stranger in a foreign land. Every soul, I say, in spite of its damnation and despair, can still find in itself reasons not to hope for forgiveness and mercy, but even to aspire to the wedding feast of the Word, as long as it does not fear to sign a covenant with God and to place itself with him under the yoke of love. For the bridegroom is not only a lover, he is love. You will say, yes, but is he not also honor? Some affirm this. As to myself, I never read anything of that kind. I have read that God is love. Saint Bernard. Dare. I will be as the bride of the song and dare to entrust myself to the merciful love of God and the compassionate heart of the bridegroom. In my spousal prayer with Jesus today, I ask him for the courage and desire to aspire to the wedding feast of the Word, leaving behind any fears as I prepare to sign a covenant with God. Novena Prayer to Mary, Mother of the Bride. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical Rose of God, pray for me and the living roses of the Bridegroom. Be our constant companion and guide. Prepare us for our wedding, when we will become brides of Christ in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach us to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and know the Bridegroom in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, be our model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May we learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to totally, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully say to our beloved bridegroom, Yes, let it be done unto me as you wish. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical Rose of God, may we make a living gift of ourselves to Christ the bridegroom and receive his gift of self through you, from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen. Day 9. Enthroning the Bridegroom, King of my heart. The Song of Songs, chapter 6, verse 11 through 12. The Bridegroom. I went down to the nut orchard to see what was springing, to see what was sprouting in the valley, to see if the vines were budding and the pomegranate trees in flower. Before I knew, my desire had hurled me on the chariots of my people as their prince. The The Cantata of Love, page 299. The bridegroom has seen for himself in his garden that the irreversible spring has come. This image acts so powerfully on his heart that he hurls himself irresistibly, as it were, in his extreme impatience on the chariot that will draw him victoriously into the heart of his people, into the heart of his bride, to settle there forever. When love carries you away, says St. John of the Cross, don't ask where it is taking you. And so it is with the bridegroom. Your personal journey must be like an original new edition of the famous poem in the Song of Songs, St. John Paul the Great. Father Blaise Arminjon concludes his beautiful work on the Song of Songs with this statement. The song can be seen as five acts of a drama, really the only drama which is being played out in this world. Man's adventure filled with torments and with joys, as he is ceaselessly sought by the passionate love of his God. God has been seeking you and desiring a spousal relationship with you since the moment he sang his divine love song over you, as he knit you together in your mother's womb. Now is the moment when Jesus, your bridegroom, is eagerly awaiting your response to his proposal. His passionate love for you hurled him willingly upon the marriage bed of the cross. Are you ready and willing to surrender your heart to him? Are you ready and willing to enthrone him as king and spouse, not only of your soul, but of your life? Prayerfully read and meditate on the quote at the bottom of page 35 and the two quotes below as you conclude your preparations for consecration to Christ the bridegroom. Let your religion be less of a theory and more of a love affair. G.K. Chesterton. To fall in love with God is the greatest romance, to seek him the greatest adventure, to find him the greatest human achievement, St. Augustine. Novena prayer to Mary, Mother of the Bride. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, pray for me and the living roses of the bridegroom. Be our constant companion and guide. Prepare us for our wedding when we will become brides of Christ in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Mother of the Bridegroom, teach us to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and know the Bridegroom in all truth and fullness. O Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, be our model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May we learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to totally, freely, faithfully, and fruitfully say to our beloved bridegroom, yes, let it be done unto me as you wish. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, mystical rose of God, may we make a living gift of ourselves to Christ the bridegroom, and receive his gift of self through you, from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen. Examination of Conscience, the Bride. I sleep, but my heart is awake. I hear my beloved knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of night. I have taken off my tunic. Am I to put it on again? I have washed my feet. Am I to dirty them again? My beloved thrust his hand through the hole in the door. I trembled to the core of my being. Then I rose to open to my beloved. Myrrh ran off my hands, pure myrrh off my fingers, onto the handle of the bolt. I opened to my beloved, but he had turned his back and gone. My soul failed at his flight. I sought him, but did not find him. I called to him, but he did not answer. The Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 2 through 6. After reading the verses from the Song of Songs on page 37, prayerfully consider the questions below. Number 1. When today did you hear the bridegroom's knock at your heart's door and refuse to respond? Number 2. When today did you choose selfishness, laziness, indifference, or unwillingness over selflessness, diligence, respect, or willingness in your relationships with others and with Jesus? Number 3. Were you faithful to love in your thoughts, your words, your deeds, and your intentions? Or did you choose to wander after false loves? Number 4. Were there any moments today when you did unhesitatingly open the door of your heart to the bridegroom at his knocking or invite him in of your own desiring? An act of contrition. My beloved Jesus, you are my joy and my gladness, and your love is to be praised above wine. You are all good and deserving of all my love. How right it is to love you. Forgive me, Lord, for the moments when I made excuses to not open the door of my heart to you, for the words, thoughts, deeds, and intentions that betrayed our love and offended your heart or the hearts of those you entrusted to me. I place my trust and hope in your merciful love, and leaving all my infidelities of this day in your loving hands, I renew my promise to be faithful to you in all I think, say, and do, to submit to your holy will, and to live our love from this moment on. Amen. Total Consecration to Christ the Bridegroom Prayer. Set me like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy relentless as Sheol. The flash of it is a flash of fire, a flame of Yahweh himself. Love no flood can quench, no torrents drown. The Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6 through 7. My beloved bridegroom, Jesus, I have heard you calling me in the night. Come then, my love, my lovely one, come. Your gentle, patient loving has captivated my heart. From this day forward, I consecrate myself first and foremost to you as your bride. I receive you as the spouse of my soul, and I give you the free, total, faithful, and fruitful gift of my heart, soul, mind, and body. My King and one true eternal spouse, I promise to be faithful to you in prosperity and in adversity, in health and in sickness, and thus love and honor you all the days of my life. My beloved is mine, and I am his. Daily Renewal Prayer to Christ the Bridegroom. My beloved bridegroom, thank you for the gift of your love and for inviting me to oneness with you in a spousal relationship. Today I make a free, total, faithful gift of myself to you as your bride. May God grant that by the help of his grace, our love will continually bloom in fruitfulness. May I grow in love of you, love of myself, love of others, and in my understanding of spousal love. I promise to honor and protect God's precious gift of my dignity as his beloved daughter and your pure bride. I promise to be faithful to you and to open myself to graciously and gratefully receive your love. Daily Renewal Prayer to Mary, Mother of the Bride. O Mary, Mother of the Bride, teach me to love your Son with purity and trust, selflessness and devotion. Open the eyes of my heart that I might recognize the bridegroom and all his blessings, his kisses from heaven. O Mary, spouse of the Holy Spirit, Be my model of chaste spousal love, obedience, and fearless trust in the will of God. May I learn from you, the handmaid of the Lord, to truly say to my beloved bridegroom, Yes, let it be done unto me according to your word. O Mary, mystical rose of God, may I make a living gift of myself to Christ the bridegroom and receive his gift of self through you, from whom he came in all truth and fullness. Amen.